Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're continuing our discussion on immigration with Dick Gamick, Angie Taylor, and Chris Wicker. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dory Guy, Bob Barango, and James Smack. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we had a conversation started last week on the program, and we really barely scratched the surface, and I wanted to hold the guys over here to continue the discussion. So we have Washoe County District Attorney Dick Gamick, Angie Taylor, who's a consultant with Guardian Quest, and Chris Wicker, spokesman for the Washoe Dems. And the conversation kicked off talking about the number of Nevadans who qualified for President Obama's DREAM Act, and that number is around 8,000 plus. And as we got to the end of the pundit panel, Dickie was starting to get a little concerned about immigration and you know how you see this. So why don't you start off with your point of view, and then we'll go from there.
Well, let's start with where we finished as soon as we got off the air last time, and that is, and I've said it before here, and I'll say it again, this whole immigration law needs to be junked. And we need to write a new law that is workable, that people can use. Right now, what's happening, and it happened with the last couple of presidents, it's not just this president, but every president comes along and they start taking out their Band-Aid can and start sticking Band-Aids all over this thing instead of let's get it fixed. Now, with Congress as inflexible as they are and as way they don't function, that may never happen. I don't know. Congress has got to be changed.
Oh, okay, but you know, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit here, because going back to the second President Bush, he, along with Harry Reid and John McCain, were trying to put together an immigration act, and John McCain's run for president got in the way of that, and it got blown up. Immigration is one of the most volatile things that anybody ever has to try and deal with on any level, and there are so many routes and so many competing ideas. And, you know, I think the biggest problem is that those who don't work towards some kind of real immigration reform and comprehensive immigration reform are going to find that they're going to be losing in the polls as the Hispanic vote gets larger and larger. In this state, 25% of the population is Hispanic, 20% vote. So how do you respond to that?
Dean Heller got very exasperated over this very thing, because I was talking to him because he thought he had an approach that was neutral and that would take care of a lot of the issues, but his died too. You don't hear anything about any of it anymore. So that's where we got to start. I have a tough time giving, just giving things to people who are in this country illegally. I just have a tough time with that. California, not too long ago, their state bar, the guy went through law school knowing he was here illegally, passed law school, they let him take the bar, he passed it, now he's a practicing attorney in California. And yet he's still every day he's violating the law.
But
so something's got to be fixed here.
And can we also make a category that says it's not necessarily an illegal alien, but it can be an out-of-status alien? There are lots of different levels. It's not just black and white.
Thank you. And I think that's part of why it's so complicated. It's so complex. That's the best, much better word. My concern goes when we talk about the DREAM Act and we talk about those 8,000-plus students here in the state of Nevada, we're talking in many of those cases, kids that came over when they were babies, when they were infants. They came over. Their parents brought them over. They went to school. They kept their nose clean. They went to college in many cases and got a degree. We have to have a path for those students. Right now, we don't have a reasonable path for them. And that we have to solve that. These are kids now going into young adulthood and more, probably similar to what you just described in terms of the state of California, can be productive citizens, great family members, good people in our communities. We don't have a way for them. But we know yes, we let them go to college, you let them take the bar, you know what else we let them do? We let them go fight. We let them die. We let them serve this country. Then they come back and they don't get citizenship. The first person that died in the war, Iraqi freedom. The first person, non-citizen.
Building on what Angie said, sure, most of those folks are illegal in one way or the other. But that does nothing to solve the problem. Nobody knows for sure how many tens of millions of people we have in that status. And to just sit there and say they're illegal and damn them to whatever, and we're going to round them up. It does nothing to solve the problem because you're never going to round them up. You're always going to have that problem of this huge group of illegal people, some brought here as kids, which are the dreamers. Mm-hmm. And if you just stand on that and say they're illegal, I'm not going to do anything, that doesn't solve the problem. And so you have like the Comprehensive Immigration Act that was, I believe, was passed by the Senate and held up right. in the House mm-hmm. of Representatives. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem's not getting solved. The House wants to do it piece by piece, but what they really want to do is do the pieces they want and bag the pieces they don't want.
We are a nation of laws, and the only way we survive and the way we continue to go is we follow those laws. You can't just arbitrarily say, well, this law isn't fair, so we're not going to follow it. There's a process for changing the laws, and that process was put into place by our founding fathers in the Constitution and all the laws that have followed since then. And if we're going to change these things, then we need to change the laws. And we need to make sure that the laws take this kind of stuff into account.
I'm not an attorney, but was immigration part of the founding fathers' constitutional bill?
Well, I said the laws behind it.
However, here's the whole thing. The problem is that the laws have not kept up with the way that society changes.
But they need to be.
Yeah, they haven't. And because we have a stopgap and people refuse to yield, I mean, it could have cost Senator McCain his run for presidency.
Well, if you keep calling them illegals, you know, that kind of demonizes
the AP
that
story
group.
Is undocumented.
It's undocumented. It is an alien, but it's immigrant,
yeah,
and it's undocumented.
You have people calling them illegals, and you have folks like Nick saying they broke the law, they must be bad people, and we have laws we have to uphold. Okay, I take that back. But nevertheless, the if you focus on their illegality, you're never going to solve the problem. I heard, you know, Dick made some good points. We are a nation of laws, but what does that do to solve the problem? You have to have a comprehensive immigration act, and if you have this group in Congress, and I will pin it on the Tea Party types that are just stuck on this idea of illegality, and you can't get any solutions by them.
We have to look at it this way. We're absolutely a nation of laws, but when society changes and the laws lag behind that, that change needs to be forced. Let's take the civil rights movement, a nation of laws, three-fifths of a man, no right to vote for women. I mean, let's go. Those laws had to be changed, but they had to be forced to be changed. How many lives were lost? How much blood was shed? How many women spent time in prison doing suffrage until the change law was forced? And that's what's happening right now. The change laws have to be forced because otherwise we continue to lag behind and we have a huge segment that don't have the voice.
Let's all take a breath here. A movie recommendation, if you haven't seen it, go see The Butler and you'll understand exactly what Angie's talking about in one area. And we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation on immigration or, you know, the lack of immigration reform with Dick Gamek, Angie Taylor, and Chris Wicker. So, you know, if somebody crosses the border into the United States, it's a civil crime. It's not a felony, correct?
Well, it's criminal activity, and it depends on which way you tag it, but it is a crime.
But it's a civil crime.
I'm not aware of what civil crimes are. You have crimes and you have civil. And it's a crime to come into the country illegally.
One of the things, and we talked about this earlier, President Obama has deported more people. Mm-hmm. And I think the plan was that he showed how strong he was in terms of defending the border, which we've spent billions on, and deporting people, that would give the Republicans cover to come to a situation where they could vote for an immigration bill. Because the reality is you're never going to be able to stop people who make very little money looking at America and wanting to come here. And you know, how many billions of dollars are you going to spend on that border, or trillions, and still not be able to stop people? You have to come to some system that makes sense. You know, we need agricultural workers in this country. The 60 Minutes did a piece about a year ago where they showed farms that were trying to hire people in the recession, and American workers could not do the work. They were honestly trying, but after a day or two, they couldn't deal with the backbreaking work. What we're seeing in California is farms moving to Mexico, where the Mexican workers are making a lower wage than they would in California because California is not able to import workers. The same in the Pacific Northwest, fruit rotting on the trees because we can't get the workers in there to pick it.
I started off last section by saying that we need reform in this area, and it needs to be done. We're spending billions of dollars spinning our wheels on all of this, and yet at the same time, we're not spending any of that money for lobbying efforts, for congressional efforts, for ways to get
that
done. You
know what? There is tons of lobbying efforts. The problem is it's all so politicized that you have, you know, this is one of the most excruciating topics that I've seen in American politics, and I've been watching this since the 70s.
Well, here I go as a rhino again, because we need to get laws that are fair. This country was founded on people coming here. So we need to bring in, now, I got one issue, though, one big issue with this that I deal with every day, and that's we have illegal people in this country who are convicted of felonies who are put on probation. Now they are given a preference because they have to have a probation officer, they have to have a job, they have to stay accountable, they have to do all this other stuff. And here you've got some poor guy that's come into the country with the families that's trying to make a living. He doesn't get any of those benefits, but this guy on probation for a felony does.
Well, what has to happen is people have to stop electing Tea Party do-nothing Republicans to Congress that block it. You know, elect rhinos or elect Reagan-style Republicans, but stop electing these Tea Party Republicans that will allow nothing to happen. I hear the liars on right-wing radio continually exhorting their listeners to say, if you have this comprehensive immigration, you're going to have Democratic voters coming.
Chris, going to the left side.
Right. You are exacerbating the problem. There is no address for the Tea Party. Okay, there are people that might have a right-wing philosophy, but by you going after everybody that speaks on right-wing radio as being bad, you know, you're the other side of this problem. Angie, jump in.
I do think that when we get right down to it, we have to look at from as a nation, we need workers, we need people that are doing some of the jobs that others
we
can't do.
We need people to pay Social Security so Social Security doesn't go broke.
Exactly. And we have people that want to be a part of that system. You want to start talking about illegal immigration? I didn't see anybody in Africa saying, you want a visa before we bring you over here to be a slave. We change the interpretation of that as it fits us. You break the law, you're a felon, you need to get sent back. I don't care what country you're coming from. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But when we start talking about comprehensive reform, we need to have that kind of thinking about it. The fact of the matter is, we like to pick and choose. We like to choose it when it suits us, when it doesn't suit us. And we make this such an issue. Why? Because we're talking primarily about Spanish-speaking people.
And yet there is a large number of people that come to this country and overstay their visas. And they're not Hispanic people.
Exactly.
They are from all over the world.
Exactly. But we target them.
We have 20 seconds. Over 20 seconds.
Don't care what nationality, don't care what their ethnicity is or anything else. They're in this country illegally, then they shouldn't be here. They should go through the proper process. The proper process right now stinks. So we need to get a new proper process that will address modern America.
That's where we have to leave it. You got out on time. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout. Thank you all very much.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Does everyone go this far to bring you the tastiest wild-caught seafood? Long John Silver's does. And now lobster bites are back. Buttery, crispy, wild-caught 100% Norway lobster tail. Catch them while they last. Long John Silver's. Think fish.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Who's more qualified to talk about a new Fiat than someone who's actually bought one, like Tessa Marie?
I got the Gucci model, and I got a great deal from the guys at Fiat of Reno. I love that it gets almost 40 miles to the gallon, and with the front-wheel drive, it ain't afraid of the snow.
What's more, you'll get up to $5,000 off a new high-performance Fiat A-Bart, or get 0% APR for 72 months on most models.
So take it from me, come in today and take a test drive and see what it's like to fall in love with a Fiat, only at Fiat of Reno.
Does everyone go this far to bring you the tastiest wild-caught seafood? Long John Silver's does. And now lobster bites are back. Buttery, crispy, wild-caught 100% Norway lobster tail. Catch them while they last. Long John Silver's. Think fish.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, James Smack is here, the former Nevada Republican National Committeeman. Dory Guy is former Washoe County Democratic Chair. And Bob Rengo, former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. Pleasure to have you all here. Don't all jump in at once.
Well, good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Sam.
Dory, Lucy Flores, your candidate on the Democratic side for lieutenant governor, what does she have to do in northern Nevada to get exposure? Because she's really not known here at all.
No, she isn't known here at all, and she needs to get out among the crowds and go to a few fundraisers and get out amongst the people where they are located and introduce herself and let everyone know who she is.
What would be the lessons learned from Shelley Berkeley's campaign?
The main thing is to get up here more often. Shelley was wonderful and had a great following in southern Nevada, but in northern Nevada there was very few people that knew who she was, and she should have been up here a little more. As many phone calls that were made from up here and as many functions that she did attend, she needed to get to the core.
James, as you look at the candidates for lieutenant governor, your thoughts on both of them?
Well, I think Mark Hutchinson has the same issue as Lucy Flores. He needs to get better known in northern Nevada. He's been out and about. He's been doing that. Sue Loudon is a known commodity in northern Nevada, although she is from southern Nevada. I think that she has a leg up. As is Mark. But Mark is only represented in southern Nevada, is not a known commodity outside of the Las Vegas area really at this point in time. And Sue Loudon, having run a statewide race in 2010, is a little bit better known in northern Nevada, and people know what they expect with Sue. And so I think Sue has the upper hand as far as northern Nevada goes. It's just going to depend on primary turnout in Las Vegas, how that race
jumps.
She's
got a couple of things against her here in northern Nevada. She's got the chicken issue, and she's also got the campaign finance issue where she still owes some money from her previous campaign. So she needs to overcome those.
But she's working on paying that off. And as far as the chicken issue goes, that'll probably be something that will dog her to a little bit of an extent for the rest of her political career. And I think that she overcomes that well. She jokes about it on the campaign trail. And she's really starting to sound like the stronger candidate of the two, having listened to both of them quite often. I think Sue seems more comfortable in a crowd of folks in rural Nevada, and she seems more comfortable in her Las Vegas element. So I'm giving her the upper hand. I'm not endorsing anybody, but I just think that Sue seems more comfortable on the campaign trail than Mark does.
So Bob, in all your experience in politics in this state, did you ever think there would be the day when the lieutenant governor's race would be the race?
No, not at all. In past years there were some interesting races when Grant Stoyer had different party running in his race on Paul Laxalt, and they ran against each other later on. So that made it important, but this was a much different kind of a race.
Do you think there's a real danger that having a Republican primary but not having a Democratic primary could result in the Republican candidate being too badly bruised coming out of that?
You know, people always talk about that, but I think that...
I think of Howard Cannon, for example.
Yes, but Howard had other issues, although I love Howard. There were in a primary, your name gets out there, and oftentimes you'll see a contested primary and a candidate who doesn't have a primary. That candidate will lose later on because they didn't get out and work, and people don't know them. So I don't think that's a bad thing to have.
All right. But then again, if the money is there, and I'm thinking that the money is going to be there for Lucy Flores, then she can afford to buy a lot of TV time.
She's got a lot of things going for her right now. She's a Hispanic candidate. She comes from a background of not so much political, as she's brand new to the political arena in many respects. And she's a woman, and I think that has a lot to do with it, too.
Your thoughts on, the Hispanic vote is now 20% of the vote in Nevada.
Sure, it's going
to
be.
But are you going to be able to get that turned out? And which party will it fall to?
It's going to be interesting to see with Brian Sandoval at the top of the ticket in the general election whether that's going to be enough for his coattails to carry the Republican lieutenant governor candidate, whoever that may be, or whether that Hispanic vote is going to split between Governor Sandoval and Lucy Flores. And I tend to think that the Hispanic vote may split more so than the coattails, but then it comes down to turnout. Will there be enough turnout to make up the difference? So you know that the Republicans are going to turn out their votes in the north. You know that the 16 counties not named Clark are going to turn out their voters for the general election no matter what to make sure that Brian Sandoval has a huge victory. But how that carries down ticket is going to be the interesting thing to see. And that's going to depend on how well the Democrat candidates can really
raise funds and really make them separate and distinguish themselves without a real top-tier gubernatorial candidate.
Bob, you know, the thing that the Democrats have always had is the ability to turn out the forces on the ground. Do you think that's going to be the big key here in the primary, certainly?
It certainly will be down in Clark County and up here to a degree also, but it's really big in Clark County.
Your thoughts on that?
I think there's a couple of things going. First of all, I think that the Republicans, a lot of them are going to stay home because they figure that, you know, they were just going to go out and vote for Brian Sandoval. And, you know, why vote for him when he has no other opponent? I think that's going to have a lot to do with it. So.
Okay, quick reply to that.
Well, let's look at Las Vegas, though. There's going to be a competitive race in CD3 and a competitive race in CD4. That's going to bring the Republican vote out in the South as well.
Bob, you think those two races are going to be competitive?
I think that so, and I think people will come out and vote.
All right, that's where we've got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. Did you know nearly all Americans are required to have health insurance in 2014? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision. If you've been living without health insurance or are looking for other options, there's good news. Many people will now qualify for financial help to get the coverage they need. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help you get the financial help you qualify for and find the plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you and your family healthy, like checkups, immunizations for kids and adults, mammograms, blood pressure, cholesterol, and other recommended screenings, all at no out-of-pocket cost to you. Have questions? Give us a call. We'll provide answers and walk you through the process. Or go online for more information. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. We want you to get the care you need. With our plans, you'll have your choice of doctors and hospitals from our network. And Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield's online tools can help you find a plan that's right for you and give you convenient, easy access to doctors in your area. Call today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Generations have relied on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health care coverage, and now you can too. Act today. It's not too late to apply for health coverage in 2014. Open enrollment ends soon. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-800-892-4638 to find out how much financial help you may qualify for. That's 1-800-892-4638 or visit GetAnthemHelp.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, a businessman who's trying to change downtown Reno one piece at a time. We'll see you on the next broadcast.